I found out that I had been nominated to receive the Medal of Honor back when, about a year ago. You know, I'd never really been told formally. I had heard about it through the grapevine.
After that day in Afghanistan, did you think anything would come of your actions?
I never even thought about anything coming after it. You know, you don't feel like you did anything good. You know, you feel like a failure. So why would you get recognized for being a failure?
Why did you feel like a failure?
Well, I let those guys die.
How's your life changed since it was announced that you'll receive the medal?
It's been hectic. You know, there's interview after interview after interview after interview. You know, that's to say the least. So then you start running yourself into the ground, and you just, you know, you're going and talking about everyone wants a piece of you for about the worst day of your life. So it's just like reliving it over and over.
How do you expect things will change after you're awarded the medal?
Hopefully it all calms down and I can go about my life and pour concrete and do dirt work for my cousin. Why would I change? You know, I keep getting told, well, there's expectations you have to live up to, and just to be quite blunt about it, the only expectation I have to live up to is the four guys that are sitting up there looking down on me, and as long as I don't disrespect them, I think I'm fine.
Does anyone ask you about it, about the medal or about your service?
Yeah, people ask me about it all the time, you know. They're all curious, they're all excited, and you know, it's kind of like my hometown, Columbia, Kentucky. You know, they all stand behind me, and it's been really good. A lot of support coming from them, and a lot of good family friends, and my family have all been there supporting.
Are there a lot of other veterans around where you live that you talk with?
No, I don't talk to a lot of veterans where I'm from. There's not really that many, I don't think. You know, I kind of keep to myself.
Have you talked to any of the other living recipients?
I talked to Sal Gunta. You know, he called me up. I tried to call him to get in touch with him, and then he called me back, and he's been in touch with me, and he's helped me out a lot. He's a really nice guy. He's down to earth, and he's really good to talk to.
Did he have any advice for you?
He did, but we'll keep that between me and him.
Have you given any thought to going back into military service?
I have. I would love to go back, and if I could go back and fight, I'd be in there today. If I knew I could go back to combat, I would reenlist today.
You say that people have told you there's more responsibility on you now because of this medal, and you've started a scholarship. Do you see the medal as maybe not giving you a responsibility, but giving you the ability to do another type of service?
Someone's saying, well, there's a responsibility that comes with the medal. Well, at the end of the day, being a Marine, there's a responsibility that comes with that I hold a lot higher than an award. If you're only going to start taking those responsibilities into account after you get a medal, like the Medal of Honor, then I think you already had issues before, so I think that's how you should carry yourself, whether you have a Medal of Honor or not. I think instead of responsibility, I think it gives me an ability to have a platform to where I can go out and let Americans know, you know, what guys like me are doing. You know, I think the problem is in the military is all the infantry guys and the guys who are out there on the front lines doing the fighting never get recognition. You know, of course, the Navy SEALs are a great organization, but they're going out and fighting, and tons of respect to have a job. But look, let's go down about the millions of guys who are down there fighting on the front lines every single day that you never hear about. And that's what I am. I'm a representation of the guys you never hear about.